Today in the journal Nature, scientists have identified a gene that's the biggest known risk factor for schizophrenia. And in what's being called a major breakthrough in research on mental illness, they figured out how the gene damages the brain.
For the first time, we're opening up the black box and looking inside and seeing how does the disease really arise. That makes this, in my opinion, perhaps the most important paper in schizophrenia since the disease itself was ever defined.
That's Eric Lander. He's the director of the Broad Institute in Cambridge, where the research was partly based. As WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports, the discovery may also explain why schizophrenia tends to strike in the late teens and early 20s.
When Sydney was a senior at a North Shore high school, President Obama spoke to her in her head.
And he was like, okay, this is how the world is now. Everyone is so in love with each other. We can hear each other in our heads. So all of a sudden, like, a bunch of people are, like, in my head trying to talk to me.
The menacing voices of demons started to torment her, especially at night. And she became convinced that she was dating the pop star Justin Bieber, that he was sending her personal messages on his Twitter feed.
I thought Justin set up paparazzi in my backyard, and he was watching me. I thought he would, like, send planes over my house just for me. At times, I'd ask the voices in my head, like, is this really happening? Like, is this? And they're like, yeah.
What was really happening? How did a sunny girl who'd never had psychiatric problems before, a good student who was rich in family and friends, suddenly lose her hold on reality to schizophrenia? It's likely that genetics played a role. Sydney's uncle had schizophrenia, and scientists have identified more than 100 different genes they say can raise your risk for it. For years, the biggest mystery in schizophrenia gene research has been how the immune system is involved. DNA indicates that it is. Some scientists even speculated that schizophrenia could be caused by an infection.
Everyone had a theory about it, but no one really knew.
Steve McCarroll of Harvard Medical School led the research team.
And a student in my lab grabbed the problem by the horns and wouldn't let go for 3 years.
The student, Ashwin Sekar, looked at old data in a new way and saw it pointing to a gene called C4. C4 was already known as kind of like an eat-me sign. It tags viruses for destruction in the body. But the gene had no known role in the brain until now. Sekar analyzed DNA data from nearly 65,000 people's genomes, their full sets of genes. He says C4's structure is so complex and variable that linking it to schizophrenia was like trying to solve a murder case when the suspect can shapeshift.
In, you know, one genome, the suspect would be 5'6", and another genome, the suspect is 5'10". And in one genome, the suspect appears to be acting by himself. And in another genome, the suspect has a twin or maybe a triplet.
Tests of more than 700 human brains showed a link between C4 gene activity and schizophrenia. But how does it affect the brain? Turns out C4 is moonlighting there.
It has this second job, and its job in the brain is to mark synapses, connections between nerves, for destruction.
That's Eric Lander of the Broad Institute.
And what that said in an instant was that schizophrenia was a disease that involved something going wrong with the pruning of nerve connections.
The research team found that mice who'd been genetically engineered to lack C4 had much less pruning in their brains. In humans, pruning is a normal and essential process during adolescence.
You might think, well, that's a bad thing, but actually it's like clearing away the underbrush so your brain can function more efficiently.
But in some people, the process goes too far, says Bruce Cuthbert, acting director of the National Institute of Mental Health.
It may be like you have an over-energetic gardener who prunes back so much that the bushes die off because they don't have enough branches.
Cuthbert calls the C4 schizophrenia link a genetic breakthrough and a crucial turning point in the fight against mental illness. For Sydney, who we met at the beginning of this story, an antipsychotic medication is working very well. A few weeks after she started taking it.
Like, I just woke up one day and I was like, Mom, like, Justin Bieber's not real. And she was like, oh my God.
Hallelujah!
Sydney's now 20 and has been symptom-free for 2 years. She has a job and a real boyfriend she calls awesome. She asked that her last name not be used out of concern about possible stigma. Not everyone with schizophrenia is so lucky. Larry Seidman of the Harvard Medical School says the ideal would be to prevent the disorder before it hits, and the C4 study raises hope for early intervention.
This finding shines new light on a biological pathway to the disorder, where we might be able to intervene and alter that pathway.
Someday you could imagine perhaps modulating, tweaking this process of synaptic pruning in somebody who is being affected with early schizophrenia.
Again, Eric Lander of the Broad Institute.
We're very, very far from that, but knowing what's actually the cause is just transformative.
Treatment of schizophrenia could someday become more like cancer treatment, Lander says, as new understanding of the biology leads from just managing symptoms to finding actual cures. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.
Our story was produced by WBUR's George Hicks. It's part of an occasional WBUR series called State of Mind, New Science on Mental Health. For more details on the schizophrenia discovery, go to our Common Health blog at wbur.org.